This is Mind Food Radio, smart thinking.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio with Ben today. And this is an interesting area we're delving into now, cholesterol. Now, I'm a 39-year-old guy, folks. And last year, I went along to my doctor and I thought, well, you know, cholesterol runs in the family. I should have it tested. And, you know, I'm thin. I'm relatively healthy. I don't drink and smoke. And I went back a few days later and he said, your cholesterol's sitting at 7%. But did you know, which is pretty concerning, we'll find out in a couple of seconds, but heart disease is Australia's number one killer. And according to the Heart Foundation, one Australian dies every 24 minutes from the illness, and around 300,000 Australians are being diagnosed each year. With 51%, that's 6.4 million Aussie adults having high cholesterol, which is a major contributor to heart disease, it's astounding that 30% of Australians admit cholesterol isn't something they think about, and a staggering 55% aren't even concerned about having their cholesterol checked. So we thought it was very important to have a chat today with Gerald Quigley, a pharmacist and medical herbalist in this very important area of cholesterol. Gerald, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Should I be concerned?
Well, look, no. At the outset, we need to understand, Ben, that we need cholesterol to live. And I think the survey results from Omega Gen Cardio show that maybe we health professionals have overplayed our cards. We've made cholesterol too complicated for people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
We've pushed it into a bad corner, and in the bad corner are things like sugar and salt,
mm-hmm.
alcohol, all these things that we, within reason, enjoy, and we have to realise that we do need cholesterol, but we have to obviously be aware of the limits and the restrictions that we might have to place on particular things we do
mm-hmm.
to help control those cholesterol levels.
In the world that we live in, there's so much fast food and things around. How do we control that in a world where people don't place a lot of value now on actually going home to cook a meal?
I don't know where the education has to start, Ben, but I like you, probably realise that there are generations of children now who think that milk comes in a carton from a grocer.
Mm.
That's really, really sad. We have to somehow reinvent the notion that it's actually fun to enjoy food. We've got to the stage now where if you're out and compare it to the European attitude, in Australia, if you go out for a coffee and someone says, well, let's share a muffin, immediately there are mumbles of discontent. How many calories? What's it going to do to me? I shouldn't be having it. And when you eat or drink in those circumstances, you become almost inflamed and you tend to, in fact, not enjoy the whole thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the calories you eat are retained. Now, compare that in a European situation. Someone says, let's have coffee and cake. They're all jumping all over themselves. They talk, they chat, they laugh, they enjoy what they're doing. And that's why their cholesterols, in my opinion, are so much lower than ours.
Yeah, I just got back from Italy, and I agree with you. Look, you know, going out at 10 o'clock at night for a meal, that's normal.
Well, I think they enjoy life a little more and probably don't stress so many things. Cholesterol, Ben, is oxidized. There's good and bad cholesterol.
We need
good cholesterol to help control the bad cholesterol.
Yep.
And it's oxidized bad cholesterol that causes our problem.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what causes oxidation mostly, and it's stress.
Really?
Yes. Mm. I was reading a survey the other day, a clinical trial I did in the States, where one apple a day reduced over 12 weeks bad cholesterol by 40%.
Wow.
We don't have a drug to do that.
No.
We don't have, and yet none of this gets on the popular media, Ben, because it's just not fashionable. You know, if a drug came out tomorrow that lowered the bad cholesterol by 20%, you could bet your boots it would be on the late night news for three nights in a row.
Well, look, we've been talking about cholesterol today. Gerald Quigley, we'll have to get you back on the show. Pharmacist and medical herbalist, I like your style.
Thank you, Ben. Lovely to talk to you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.